Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Lonaker. May the grace and the grace of God and the peace of God be with you today for an inspiration from the Word of God. I want to go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." And so I just want to look at that word example. Paul's encouraging Timothy here to be an example in these areas in life. And so we jump over to Titus chapter 2 in verse 7. Paul is exhorting Titus here, "In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works." So we have this word pattern here, which is the same thing as example. He's saying, "In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." And so he's exhorting Titus to showing a pattern, which is the same principle as being an example. See, if you're, I used to cut a lot of rafters, and I would cut a pattern, and so that they would all be the same. I remember one time I was somewhere where they were making some trusses for a building, and so they made the first one, and then they used that for a pattern. After they were done, they laid it down, and they kept using the one that they were making for the next pattern, because they were heavy, you know. And then they would lay that one down and use the next one. And by the time they got done with the trusses, they had a whole stack of them there. You looked at the first one they made and the last one they made, and there was quite a difference in them. They were not near the same at all. The heel height on it was a couple inches different on the truss. And that's why Paul is exhorting us here in the scripture that we should be an example and we should be a pattern. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, he says, "Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example." So Paul is saying here, you see my manner of life. You see how I walk. And so he's telling us, you find men and women that are walking as I walk, and you mark that man, and you follow him as an example, or her as an example. And then he goes on to say in verse 18, "For many walk, of whom I have often told you, have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Then he says, "For our conversation, or our walk, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And so Paul's saying, many people are walking, but he says, "And I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ." So the pattern, the example that we are following, is it after Christ? Is it after the Apostle Paul, the way the Apostle Paul taught? And so just want to encourage you this morning to make sure that your pattern is right. Make sure your example is right. And when you make sure that is right, encourage you a verse in Timothy says, be thou an example. So make sure the pattern is right. Make sure the example you are following is right. And then you go and be an example. That's what our verse says in 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth. It doesn't matter how old you are. But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So this morning, I want to encourage you to examine your pattern. You know, the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 13 to examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not. There's nothing wrong once in a while to examine the pattern. There's nothing wrong to examine yourself. And, you know, the scripture says in Peter, make your calling and election sure. And so I just want to encourage you in that way. Make sure your pattern is right. Make sure you have an example according to the scriptures, and then follow. And then you also be that pattern. You also be that example. So thank you for listening, and may God bless you, and may you be inspired to be an example and a pattern of the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus Christ and the believers. God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for your word. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for life in Jesus Christ. We thank you that Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd and a true pattern, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be that example and follow him. Lord, we commit this morning into your hand and pray that your word would be encouraging and inspiring. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. God bless.